the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome to the Tonight Show. This is the first Tonight Show broadcast from New York in over 40 years.
Welcome.
I'm Jimmy Fallon, and I'll be your host for now. Of course, I wouldn't be here tonight if it weren't for the previous Tonight Show host, so I want to say thank you to Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, and Jay Leno. Very, very nice. Amazing.
Here's Jimmy Fallon from his first night as the host of The Tonight Show at the beginning of this past week. Fallon taking over that spot, in fact, is the number 10 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the hot hits at News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, and New Media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Welcome into the Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to go through the items for the week ending Friday, February the 21st, and all of the things that are in the top 10. The top 10 talk topics, if you will, are determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is a division of Talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there. You'll find all kinds of things that are wrapped around the talk industry. It's the big deal, the big publication in our industry, monitoring the talk radio programs and the hosts and the stations all across the country so that we can come up with our weekly list. And, of course, as I said, Jimmy Fallon and The Tonight Show, number 10 on the countdown. What's going on in Ukraine? The unrest there is number 9 on the countdown. So let's dig into that with host Tommy Tucker, talking to CBS foreign correspondent Larry Miller about the protesting and the violence that has continued there this week.
I think we should start with a little bit of background here. I think there are some people who believe that the Ukraine might still be part of Russia or wonder, well, wait a minute, if the Soviet Union broke down years ago and the Ukraine went apart from that, why is there any discord? Because I thought democracy was in all of the areas where the Soviet Union used to be.
Well, you have a geopolitical reality there. Russia still wants to assert its influence in Ukraine. This all kicked off when the government in Ukraine, which had already committed verbally and gone down the line, pretty well down the line, to become part of the European Union, decide, in other words, look west. But Russia wasn't happy with that, and Russia made it an offer, a financial offer, the bankrupt government of Ukraine couldn't turn down. And so the people, many, many people in Ukraine want to be part of Europe, not part of Russia. And that's where it all kicked off. Now, you also had another issue at the time, the growing defrustration with the chronic mismanagement of the Ukraine economy by the government. People were angry about that. And then what happened then? You then had the protest and the taking over of Independence Square in the center of Kiev. And you had a heavy-handed response by the government, police, and military cracking down on the protesters. But, Tommy, there's another force here now, and this is something that the protesters themselves cannot control. There's an increasingly violent group of protesters from far right-wing elements, and they're intent on apparently not resolving the situation but actually seizing power. And it's believed this group of violent protesters are well armed, and this is where a lot of the problems are now coming from. That ceasefire, the truce, so to speak, that was negotiated broke down right away. The Associated Press reporter there on the ground counts 18 bodies today. That's at least 28 dead since Tuesday, hundreds of injured, and running street battles, clashes, live ammunition, Molotov cocktails, rocks, stones, you name it.
You know, whenever I hear about vacuum of power between government and demonstrators, it seems like that's a ripe opportunity for some type of extremist or terrorist organization to move in. And then I know it's a big part of the world, but I think Kazakhstan and the Tsarnaev brothers, is there any hint of any type of terrorist activity going on here?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I'm sure Russia would and the government in Ukraine would call this terrorist activity. What we're hearing more and more now is a split in Ukraine, a talk of a civil war. And we know how World War I started, and this is something that would involve the EU. It would involve in some way the United States. President Putin and the Kremlin have made it really clear they're not giving up Ukraine without a fight. And there's some analysts here in London that even suggest the crackdown on the protesters is being orchestrated by the Kremlin and President Putin of Russia.
Up next, a loud music killer. The FCC and George Zimmerman, there's a combo, all up next in review here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Talk Radio Review, if you will.
The National Senior Games is looking for a new sport. Karate Kid Ralph Macchio has more.
I'm working with post-shredded wheat, which is a cereal I ate as a child, which is a heart-healthy cereal, and they have decided to challenge the National Senior Game. Now, this is the Olympics for people who are over 50. They're challenging the National Senior Games to add a new and more extreme sport to their roster of 19 sports. They're looking to add a 20th. So anyone could go online to postshreddedwheatgames.com. It's all one word. And choose from either judo, power walking, fencing, soccer, or weightlifting. It's a very easy site to navigate. And being that it's an Olympic year, it's a perfect tie-in to this. It nurtures positive lifestyle, and it just seemed like the right partnership. Log on to postshreddedwheatgames.com. Vote. You have till February 24th, and it also connects you with the regional games as well as the national games, which take place in 2015.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
I'm Doug Steffen on the TRCS Talk Radio Countdown Show. That loud music killer in Florida, that's the case that's number 8 this week on the countdown. Host Jimmy Cefalo talking to legal analyst Liz Wheel and Mark Eiglish about the verdict in that Michael Dunn case and the charge the jury wasn't able to reach a decision on.
Michael Dunn, the guy convicted on most counts of shooting into a vehicle and attempted second-degree murder. You know the case in Jacksonville. He faces 75 years in prison, but they hung on the question of first-degree murder. And the question is, did the prosecutor in that case overreach by charging him with first-degree? Lise, we'll start with you.
I think so, absolutely, because she had to know going in it was going to be very tough to show premeditation, first-degree murder. Now, that can happen in an instant, premeditation can, but still. And, you know, she had some good facts, the fact that Gooden, for the prosecution, he shot into the car 10 times, he could have walked away, wasn't stand-your-ground defense, it was just a basic self-defense. The girlfriend slash fiancé didn't testify that, you know, he was scared or anything like that. So she had some good facts, but I think when you reach like that for you know, premeditated murder, it's always tough because jurors kind of want to come back and say, well, we weren't there. We don't really know for sure. Let's go with the lesser charge.
Right. Mark?
Well, legally, it shouldn't make a difference. Jurors are instructed to consider the main charge, which would be first-degree murder, and if they can't come back with a unanimous decision on that, then to consider the lesser. So they had the option of then going, okay, if it's not first, let's go to second. If it's not second, let's go to manslaughter.
Right.
As a practical matter, I think that my gut tells me, I haven't heard from any jurors, that some said, hell no, we're not letting them go unless we go to first, and that some probably felt, I'm not going to, it's not first, it's second. And if that's where the jurors hung, then, yeah, this was a really bad decision since he can get life on second degree anyway.
And my only thought about that is that if someone fires into an occupied vehicle 10 times with three teenagers and that are unarmed, how don't you charge them with first degree murder? You know?
Based upon these facts, you know, she didn't need to. Here's the other thing, though. What bothers me is, you know, if anyone's out there going to commit murder, start taking acting lessons now. Because this guy gave an Academy Award-winning performance up there, especially as it relates to, you know, you shoot into a car because your life is in jeopardy, and then you don't tell your fiancé moments after that you saw a gun. He didn't tell anybody.
Right.
I'd be yelling from the highest mountain. I saw a gun.
The FCC Critical Information Study is number 7 on the countdown. Here's host Ken Matthews talking about this move by the FCC and wondering whether if it's allowed to continue to start putting government monitors in newsrooms. That'll be the end of talk radio and generally speaking, news and talk on the radio and television.
If you lose talk radio, if you lose the ability to call up and say, Ken, I want to talk about this, I want to talk about that, I'm a first-time caller, and once that's gone, there's no other place you can do it. It'll fall on deaf ears. Talk radio is the last. That's where the buck stops as far as your freedom of speech, your freedom of communication, you being able to interact and express yourself. There's no other place. You think you can do it at a town meeting? Are you kidding? Here's how they shut down a town meeting. They just don't cover it. How many town meetings were there in 2010 where candidates were just ripped a new one? And all the TV station had to do is drive right by, and you were never the wiser. That's why you can go online and find these. I just posted one on Facebook. It's a vulgarity-laced rant as he's losing his mind. Al Gore's going crazy about global warming. Why don't you think you ever heard that? Because the national media didn't want you to hear it. It's that simple. I said to my neighbor the other day, jokingly, well, not jokingly, but I said, because she was saying something about Obama, and I said, I got to say, a kid with a white hippie mom from Kansas and a black dad from Kenya, you got to hand it to him. He's done pretty well. And she said, why would you say such a thing? I said, what do you mean? I said, I think Obama's done pretty well. He has a white mom from Kansas. She was like a hippie in the 60s. And a black dad from Kenya. What a story. Where do you come up with this crap? I said, do you not even know his background? She thought I was making it up. He's been president for 6 years. That's the problem with the media. And you are going to lose as American citizens if the government decides to take the last live interactive platform away. And that is talk radio.
Number 10 this week in the terms of the top topics of the week. Jimmy Fallon taking over the Tonight Show, if you can believe that there's that much interest. And there was. That's why it was number 10 this week. Unrest in the Ukraine. All of the... various push and pull. Number 8, the NASA. Number 8 is the NSA spying program discussion of that and how it's gotten hot again. Number 7, the FCC's opening up a scab with talk radio, talk television, or radio and television in general by suggesting that the FCC might want to look at how news is gathered and see if it's slanted.
Really?
That's a rather strange way to handle something that is an open and closed case in our Constitution.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Continuing on with our review of the hot hits, Doug Steffen here. At number five on the countdown, the minimum wage debate. Host Jonathan Rush, Kelly Nash, talking to Senator Lindsey Graham about why he thinks raising the minimum wage is a bad idea.
It seems that, and I tried to help somebody understand this the other day, and for the life of me, I'm just not as good as doing it maybe as you are. But it seems that we are, this is another transfer of wealth, but it's on a different end of the spectrum. We're going to give fewer opportunities to people to have jobs, so they're going to be kicked out, and they'll be on the government benefits,
right?
Which seems like a design. I know Kelly doesn't always agree with the fact that I believe that is his master design. But we're going to give a little bit more and make those people that still have a job just a little bit more, but there's no understanding of how the economy is going to be working against them, and in fact, they have a net gain of zero.
Never let a guy be president who's never run a lemonade stand. The problem with President Obama is that he comes from an academic background, a theoretical background. The minimum wage, if you go from 7.25, 15, I can't remember the number right now, around 7
bucks
an hour.
State, yeah.
Up to 10.10 over a three-year period, the CBO says you'll lose between a half a million and a million jobs. Why is that? Because the people who pay minimum wage are usually restaurants, grocery stores, mm-hmm. service industry jobs. They're going to have to pay more. That means they'll hire less. There'll be less money to hire new people with.
Yep.
So the teenager who is working for minimum wage or the senior citizen who is the Walmart greeter working for minimum wage is less likely to get employment. At the end of the day, the minimum wage is about young people and senior citizens having extra spending money. It was never designed to feed a family of four.
Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of February 17th to the 21st, 2014. Doug Steffen, Winter Weather, Global Warming, number four on the countdown this week. Here's host Charlie Parker talking to Todd Starnes, a reporter on Fox, about the latest winter storm which walloped the Northeast this past week.
Todd, name of this storm is what? Screw it.
Charlie, I'm just sitting here tossing another Al Gore global warming book onto the fireplace.
Man, I don't know how you do it. Don't know how you do it.
It is, you know, people are getting, they're actually talking about something called snow rage, where people are just so on edge because of all of the snow. And it really is. I'm looking outside my apartment now, and it's the snow is falling. And we still have residual snow from a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that stuff is pushed up along sides of the cars up to the windows of the cars.
Is it just the snow? What kind of problems does it create? Are there people without electricity? Exactly what's going on?
No, that's normally not a problem here in New York City. Most of the power stuff is underground.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is just getting around on the sidewalks, so slipping and sliding. And quite frankly, it's just a matter of where to put the snow. This stuff, we have a lot of folks from San Antonio visit the Big Apple. If you come here in, I would say, April and May, there will still be snow that has yet to melt.
Even if it all stopped today.
Even if it all stopped today. I mean, this stuff is just frozen rock solid.
Yeah, so what are you looking at temperature-wise?
You know, it's not too bad. I think we're going to hit maybe 49 or 50 degrees
okay.
at the end of the week, which will be the first time, you know, since I think before January.
We had what I thought was a bone-chilling statement over the weekend. I have to ask you about it, and that is the Secretary of State, John Kerry, not just calling climate change a weapon of mass destruction, but calling climate change the world's most fearsome weapon of mass destruction. Obviously, he hasn't been up there in your neck of the woods.
Try riding the R train, Mr. Secretary. You know, it's interesting. Newt Gingrich even lashed out at the Secretary over that call for his resignation.
Winter weather, global warming, the fourth most talked about item this week on the countdown. So let's see, where are we now? We normally at this point at the end of the first half hour recap.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's the information that sort of is put together every week at this time for each week. And the week in question is the third week of February, ending on the 21st. So number three in the countdown this week, continuing conversation about health care, the ACA, right? The Affordable Care Act. Yeah. Right. Talk host Dory Monson and Jake Skorheim talking about the latest thing the state of Washington is doing to try to get younger people to sign up there for Obamacare.
The state of Washington, being the marketing geniuses that they are, they have come up with a campaign that's going to really energize young people. And like, Jake, you are right in the target demo. You're the exact age that they need.
Yeah,
old enough to be off your parents' health care, which is eligible until you're 26 now.
Employed.
You're employed, and you're healthy. So if you didn't have great insurance here at work, and yeah. We do, we have great insurance here. But if you didn't have it, you would be the exact type of person they need to sign up so that they can take your money and redistribute it to all the old sick people around.
That's how it works?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. So the state of Washington, they have to target people like you. And I know that you've seen these new videos. Here's the press release from Washington Health Plan Finder, which is the state health care exchange. Washington Health Plan Finder enrollees share stories with health care rap duo in new advertising way. And it's going to reach what they call the young invincibles, people your age who think that you're never going to need health care.
Did they call them young invincibles?
Yes. Ads complement non-traditional outreach at concerts and sporting events to reach young invincibles.
Why would an invincible sign up for health care?
Because you're dumb in the state of Washington. If you're young and feel invincible, you also are dumb enough to want to just take your money and give it to the state to redistribute to other people. Because, I mean, that's what all the votes have done. So they figure you want to do this. So, and I've got to describe the visuals. It's a rap duo. It's a big, heavy black guy, and then the other guy is
just a tiny, tiny little white guy.
Tiny little white guy, and they both have the gold chains. And I'm guessing
kind of ridiculous, stereotypical,
yeah,
actually kind of 90s rap outfits.
So that's those are the two characters. And then in one, they're talking to an older couple. In another, they're talking to a 20-something woman. And here's how the state of Washington is going to get everybody, all the young people, to sign up for health care.
That's Ryan.
So last fall, you didn't have health insurance or an appendix? You was almost dead, girl.
Well, no, I just couldn't stand my parents' coverage after I turned 26.
Fly, baby,
okay, 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 but what'd you do?
I got a low-cost plan.
Low.
It covers checkups, ER, everything.
40 cc's of low-cost options.
That wasn't a big deal. It just worked.
That's it. That's how they think they're going to attract people Jake's age to sign up for health care.
Talk host Matt Patrick here with pharmacist Dr. Donna Barsky. They discuss what you may not know about pre-existing conditions under Obamacare.
If you have a pre-existing condition with Obamacare, if your drug isn't on the list, you're going to be paying for that out of your own pocket, right?
That is correct. That is correct. And not only that, they have added some of the older drugs, you know, to a list that actually those who are 65 years and older are not supposed to be used, even though a patient's been currently on it and have been on it for decades. You know, it's working for them. They're doing fine with it. Now that drug may not be covered on their insurance.
So we were told that with a pre-existing condition, this was one of the things that was going to make Obamacare so grand and glorious, that if you had a pre-existing condition, you couldn't be turned down. But let's just take multiple sclerosis as an example, because this is an example that is being used. If your drug that you're taking for MS isn't on the list, you could be paying, and I've seen the number, as much as $62,000 a year. Is that right?
That is correct. It's very expensive medications. And no, the insurance company can't turn you down, but they do not have to necessarily pay for that medication.
So what are people to do? They would literally have to go into their own pockets in order to stay alive or go on a different drug, right?
That is correct. That is correct. They really don't have many choices.
So what about those that don't have a pre-existing condition or, you know, certainly nothing as serious as MS? Let's say you're taking medication for GERD, or you're taking medication for acid reflux or medication for things like that. And your drug that you like that works for you isn't on the list. You're going to be paying for that out of your own pocket if you want to continue to take it.
That's true. And even some of those that are very expensive, let's just say, for example, that you're on Nexium. You've tried Prilosec, it doesn't work. You've tried some of the others, and they don't work. But the doctor puts you on Prilosec. Prilosec is working. It's working well. But because of the cost, there are some of those plans that do not cover it. And if that's the case, you're looking at close to $300 a month.
Let's get to number two, shall we? The spying case, the NSA, this moving. It's been like a number six, number seven position off and on since the beginning of the year, but it's in number two position this week.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
The National Senior Games is looking for a new sport. Karate Kid Ralph Macchio has more.
I'm working with Post Shredded Wheat, which is a cereal I ate as a child, which is a heart-healthy cereal, and they have decided to challenge the National Senior Game. That this is the Olympics for people who are over 50. They're challenging the National Senior Games to add a new and more extreme sport to their roster of 19 sports. They're looking to add a 20th. So anyone could go online to postshreddedwheatgames.com, it's all one word, and choose from either judo, power walking, fencing, soccer, or weightlifting. It's a very easy site to navigate, and being that it's an Olympic year, it's a perfect tie-in to this. It nurtures a positive lifestyle, and it just seemed like the right partnership. Log on to postshreddedwheatgames.com, vote. You have till February 24th. And it also connects you with the regional games as well as the national games, which take place in 2015.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast, even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up. Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books, you carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
This is the TRCS Talk Radio Countdown Show. Sounds like a football game. Rah, rah, shish, kumba. Let's get to the next item. Doug Steffen here with number two on the countdown. The spying NSA talk host Ruben Navarrete with a focus on why he thinks liberal groups like the ACLU are not getting involved in Senator Rand Paul's lawsuit against the Obama administration and the NSA.
There's no love lost between Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky and President Obama, and interestingly enough, you remember Rand Paul bringing up an issue about drone strikes and probing this issue with Eric Holder about whether or not he and Senator Ted Cruz from Texas probing this idea of whether or not theoretically a drone could be used against U.S. citizens on U.S. soil, and getting no satisfactory answer in return. That was very reassuring. Well, one of the things that has caused a lot of angst on the right, but not on the left, and really should have caused angst in both camps, is the degree to which the National Security Agency, the NSA, uses what has become very controversial, what have become controversial surveillance tactics, where they go through our mega data. They process all of our phone records, many of Americans, and they claim, and Rand Paul's lawsuit claims that this violates the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees a protection against unreasonable search and seizures. And this becomes very interesting because I have been waiting for stuff like this to come to the forefront. If this, in fact, is a violation of the Fourth Amendment, shouldn't we be hearing from the ACLU? You remember last week we had a conversation about the ACLU. They're busy in L.A. County because they're concerned with really huge things, like whether or not the county seal should have a cross on it. You know, so let's have a cross on it, not have a cross on it. Let's go have that conversation. Let's use that to generate more income, more revenue, more fundraising for the ACLU. But here you have this hugely important issue about surveillance of Americans in many cases, U.S. citizens on U.S. soils going on U.S. soil going through our phone records. And where's the ACLU? Nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. I'll tell you why that is. Because the perpetrator is a liberal Democrat named Barack Obama. And the term liberal here is debatable because, in fact, many of Barack Obama's policies aren't at all liberal. And if you were a good liberal, you would be upset over this. You'd be up in arms over this. And the fact that, you know, close your eyes and imagine for 1 minute you had a President Romney doing this. If President Romney were going through our metadata and collecting phone records of Americans on U.S. soil, you better believe the ACLU and every other liberal group would be up in arms over this. And this violation by President Obama and his very aggressive use and the very aggressive use by the Justice Department and the NSA of surveillance techniques. You remember the story with the Justice Department where they were spying on, for a long period of time, Associated Press reporters and going through their phone records to find out who they were talking to? A clear violation of, you know, the role between the Fourth Estate, my profession, my fellow journalists, and the president. And did we hear a big burst of outrage from groups like the National Association of Hispanic Journalists or Black Journalists? No, we did not. Because the perpetrator, again, the perpetrator, the bad guy in the scenario, is not a Republican. If it had been George Bush or Mitt Romney or some other Republican, then you would have heard an outcry.
Talk host Greg Garrison here with political analyst Jeff Poor. They discussed some of the criticism being directed at Senator Paul and the NSA lawsuit. And some of Mr. Paul's recent comments, in fact.
Interesting piece, observation by Charles Krauthammer, and he's not a predictable dude. Sometimes I go, really? But mostly, of course, I think he's magnificent. And I wonder what you think of a couple of Rand Paul's moves here. He attacks the Clintons for the Lewinsky scandal, and Krauthammer says that's a dumb tactic, kind of desperate. I'm not sure that he's right, but I'm also not sure that anybody's going to care about Monica Lewinsky when Hillary Clinton is running for president, number one. And then Rand Paul also files suit against the president because of the NSA. What do you make of what Paul is doing here, both of those things?
I think, you know, when we talk about all these contenders for 2016 all the time, and it's just, you know, you get tired of it, but it looks to me Rand Paul's name is at least in the mix. It looks like he's playing to win. He's thinking, he's doing the onside kick. He's taking all these chances. He's throwing downfield. He's doing all this stuff that, you know, that's putting him ahead. He's doing a filibuster. To me, it looks like he's positioning himself to at least, you know, be strong in those initial primary states, have a name for himself. He's going on the attack against the Clintons. He's doing all these things that everybody would advise against if you're playing like a safe sort of Mitt Romney or John McCain campaign, but, I don't know. He knows he takes the deck stacked against him, and that he's got to really, you know, he's got to be hitting on all cylinders to win a national election. Why else would you be out front and taking all these bold chances like he has? I think there's something to that.
Yeah. Anymore, it's really hard for me, Jeff, to believe that any of these guys do anything that somebody hadn't thought about first. You know, there's some kind of mens rea to use some specific intent for everything they do.
Yeah, and just calculated. I think it is. I just, you know, if you take a look at the Krauthammer quote, he's like, well, you can't keep doing this for the next 2 years and think that you're going to be successful or it's going to make the Republican Party successful. And then, you know, Krauthammer's right on that in that regard, but who's to say he's going to do this for the next 2 years? As long as he's up in the mix about a year from now, and then going into somewhere like, you know, they have all these straw polls and all these contests in Iowa, all he's got to do is be strong and build up sort of a lead or be in the top two or three, and that money will come in to fund the presidential campaign. I think this is calculated. I think this lawsuit's part of it. I think all this stuff is just all we're seeing if he's putting his foot in the water or his toe in the water to see if he can make a run for the presidency.
Here's host Brian Niemann with Luke Harding, a reporter for The Guardian, a writer for The Guardian. They discuss how and why Mr. Harding believes Edward Snowden got and leaked information about the spying program at the NSA.
Was he worried that he was going to get caught? Was he constantly looking over his shoulder that, you know, maybe something would happen to him and somebody was going to be on to what he was doing?
I mean, you and asked him this and said, look, you do know your life is never going to be the same again. And basically the answer was that it was a price worth paying. I think, you know, my sense is that actually he was surprised he got as far as he did. And certainly my guardian colleagues were meeting with him in Hong Kong. Every day they would meet with him in his hotel room. And every day they they were surprised that he was still there, because at that point we were publishing stories on a daily basis, that the White House was desperately seeking him. And then I think he did this rather clever thing, which was to kind of reveal himself in this famous video, so everyone knew who he was. And in a way, I think that kind of paradoxically made things a bit safer for him.
I know he talked to the Washington Post as well, but why did he choose The Guardian? Why did he go to you guys?
He said that he was basically fed up with, he didn't really trust the New York Times. He thought that they'd sat on this big story of illegal surveillance from the kind of George W. Bush years. And instead he sought out Glenn Greenwald, who last year worked for The Guardian as a columnist, because he liked the kind of stuff he was writing on civil liberties. This is all part of his plan. I mean, it was all very rational, very strategic. He quickly sent that. There were several false starts, but eventually he persuaded them to fly halfway around the world on a slightly kind of crazy mission and meet him.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number one on the countdown, the Winter Olympic Games. Here's host Joey Lawrence with CBS's Steve Futterman about winter weather, which moved into Sochi this week, finally, some say. A bit of a controversy about the U.S. speed skaters' uniforms, all part of the conversation as well this week.
How is the weather? I know so there was some. It's a little too warm, right?
That was last week. This week it's getting. It's actually winter weather. We had some snow today. We had some fog today. We had some rain today. It did delay a couple of events, but looks like everything's going to take place today. They're going to be back on track by the end of the day. No backlog of sports. Remember, a couple of events were postponed, and those are taking place today.
Could you give us the latest on the speed skaters and the Under Armour suits? What's happening there?
Well, they are using the older uniforms. They're both made by Under Armour. These are its version 2014 and the version just before that. They went back to their previous uniforms, and it's made absolutely no difference. They just aren't doing very well. We've been trying to figure out why this has been happening, because they came to Sochi with high expectations. Shawnee Davis was not only a medal favorite, a gold medal favorite, and he didn't medal at all. They're not winning. It's not even close. They're just not even close to getting a medal. And now speculation is that maybe they just peaked too soon. Speed skating is one sport, like many, where you want to peak at the right time, and they were doing very well a few months ago. Maybe that was their peak, and they just peaked too soon. So that's the general feeling right now. now, it's hard to say scientifically, yes, that's the reason. But, again, the people who cover the sport on a regular basis, they feel that may be the case.
What's the buzz? It was very exciting. Americans, Merrill Davis and Charlie White's gold medal for the dancing there, the ice dancing.
Yep, and the first time the U.S. has ever won the gold in that event. Merrill Davis, Charlie White, they came in second 4 years ago in Vancouver, so the U.S. had won a silver. Ironically, the couple that beat them 4 years ago was the couple that they beat last night, the Canadian couple, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer. They actually trained together near the Detroit area, so they have a very close relationship, and they are the top pairs in the world, and the Olympics decide which one's number one and which one's number two.
Here's radio host Mike Rosen talking to one of his callers about another Olympic controversy. That reporter, Kristen Cooper, an interview that she did with Bodie Miller.
She asked essentially the same question three different ways and keeps pushing. If you see the video, and perhaps you saw it when it was on television originally, even though for the first few questions, his voice doesn't betray how emotional he is. You can see it in his facial expression. But she just kept pushing until she finally got what she wanted. And do you suppose when she got back to the studio that she got anything less but, hey, attaboy or attagirl. Hey, boy, you sure got a good one there. I can't stand that stuff. Let's go to Artie in Golden. Hello, Artie.
I thought it was a fabulous interview. I think she did a wonderful job.
Each to his own.
Yeah, no, I understand. But if you listen to the questions and don't think about how Bodie's reacting, they're good questions. I mean, she's digging away. And if you listen to interviews, they ask those kind of questions all the time in interviews where someone's, you know, family member is.
I know. I can't stand it. Do you like it? Okay.
Well, I don't know if I like it. I'm just saying, to me, it's a legitimate question.
Up to a point.
Yeah. Yeah, well, then that's...
I think she went beyond that point, in my view.
I thought it was the best thing that could have happened to Bodie. It was a attention-getter. All the media is talking about it, and it's all over Twitter and everywhere. And Bodie, over the years, has not been thought of as a warm, you know, cozy guy, even though he is in real life. But in the media life, he's a real, you know, tough guy. I mean, he doesn't... And all he really is an individualist. He believes in, you know, making yourself, make out of yourself what you can. And what a great job he's done. So this interview has done nothing but help him because it shows the real side of him that the public, you know, hasn't really seen. And now he'll be coming out of the Olympics after, what, five Olympics now with a medal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's worth $1 million. It's worth more than that in publicity, in good publicity, and he deserves it.
Okay, well, listen, I was certainly rooting for him to hold that spot and get at least the bronze, if not the silver. I don't imagine that this this NBC interviewer was really thinking about what was best for Bodie. She wanted to get him to crack, and she succeeded.
And the Winter Olympics, number one this week, in our review of what's going on from the folks at Talkers on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.